Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, everybody, this is Tim Miller from The Bulwark. I made my, semi-monthly appearance over on the Piers Morgan Show to engage with the dregs of MAGA society on the topics of the day. Today, I got this guy, Vinny. Didn't know a lot about Vinny. Was pretty worried he's going to have a heart attack. He was really stroking out. It's tough to defend Trump these days. It's really tough. You know, this show, we're not going to make you watch the whole 30 minutes, but this show... These guys are still focused on trans sports and Biden's decline because, like, those are the things I think they can argue. It's not very much, it's a lot harder to argue about what's happening so far in the Trump administration. So I get into it with them on a couple of issues, particularly immigration. Pierce tried to get me to credit Trump about the border. I did not. I hope you'll listen to my argument on that, because I think that's something we're going to be hearing a lot from. You got to hand him credit on the border. And I don't think you do have to hand it to him on the border, actually, for a variety of reasons, which I'll get into in a second. But lastly, this conversation devolves into a conversation about trans sports because people's genitals is the only thing that these guys want to talk about. But I got cut off at the end, but I wanted to kind of extend my remarks about how this, like, just the moral vacuousness of the people on the right who want to tell you that if there's one trans woman in a high school swim meet, that is an unacceptable abridgment of women's rights. We cannot possibly tolerate that. And then at the same time, while people are being deported to a torture prison in El Salvador, they do not broach the possibility that if one of them was wrongly sent there, then that is an unacceptable abridgment of that human's rights. And it just shows you the moral bankruptcy of these guys, that they can, look, if you're Martina Navratilova, if you're a person who has a dedicated lifelong track record of fighting for women's rights, and you also disagree with the fact that trans women should be able to participate in a sport when you've competed in that sport at the highest level, I'll listen to you. I'll listen. Let's listen to these arguments. Let's hash these arguments out. I think that there's certain cases where that's true. There's certain cases, where, I'm not going to care that much. My daughter's playing in a boys' basketball league right now, right? Like, she's seven. Like, it's different for 7-year-olds than it is for professionals, right? Like it's different in the Olympics than it is for a frisbee golf tournament, right? Which is a story that Fox was covering, right? So, you can hash these arguments out, but I will not listen to people tell me that they care about women's rights, that they care about human rights, and that's why they care about this issue, if they then go on in the next breath to be like, well, whatever. If a couple people get accused of being gangbangers and have their entire life taken from them, then, that's just a part of doing business. That's BS. It shows you that this is not genuine, that they don't actually care about women. They don't actually care about human rights. They care about their own political agenda. So anyway, that's where I was going before my cousin Vinny tried to stroke out there for some of the other highlights from the conversation, because I know you guys like it. I get complaints of people are like, I don't want to have to watch that. Speaks for themselves. Some people like it. Some people like it. I think, what I think this does is there are many of you out there that want to yell at the MAGA in your life, but, they're your dad or your uncle or your friend at work, and that's really not a fruitful use of your time. So let this be the outlet for you.
I'm joined by the PBD podcast Angry Patriot, Vinny Ashana, TikToker and Democratic congressional candidate, Kat Abou, host of the Bulwark podcast, Tim Miller, and the Conservative commentator and former RNC spokesperson, Elizabeth Pipko. Well, welcome to all of you. Tim Miller, I saw you raising your eyebrow there, but there is a truth there, because it was a bizarre spectacle of a liberal-skewed mainstream media basically openly admitting we dropped the ball massively on the Biden's ability to be president of the United States. But many would argue, particularly on the left, I would think, well, it was entirely self-defeating, this ball dropping, and probably deliberate. You didn't give it the same attention you would have given if it had been, say, Trump. And the consequence of not holding Biden to proper account was that actually Donald Trump got re-elected, which nobody would have expected. So there was a real-time consequence to this ball dropping. Do you think, though, that the mainstream media have learned any lessons from this or not?
Yeah, I don't know. And I think this is the one area maybe where I can agree with you and the co-panelist is I think that this dinner is pretty stupid. I think the last thing that we need is a self-congratulatory ball for political journalists. You couldn't have paid me to go this weekend. I was at Jazz Fest instead. and so I agree that it's kind of silly. I do, though, bristle a little bit at, like, I'm not speaking about you, Piers, per se, but at right-wing commentators talking about how they think that the mainstream media is biased and unfair. And, you know, when if you go to Fox or Steve Bannon's podcast or The Daily Wire, I mean, you see like North Korea-esque coverage of what's happening with the president of the United States as he's single-handedly tanking our economy. For no good reason, just because he likes the word tariffs, I guess. He inherited an economy that was getting better, that was improving, that wasn't perfect, but that was, you know, on the right path. And in 3 months, he has put us on the brink of recession. And so, I think that the coverage on Fox and on other right wing media outlets is, if anything, worse than the mainstream media's coverage of Democrats, which is not perfect by any means. And so, you know, I just don't know if the right-wing media folks have a lot of great credibility when it comes to demanding unbiased coverage.
The reportedly 10 million people who came over the southern border in the Biden administration, you think they're all genuine asylum seekers?
I think that we don't have a good enough asylum process, and there are plenty that are claiming asylum, and it doesn't matter whether someone is claiming asylum or not. Trump is treating them all the same. I mean, he just deported a 2-year-old U.S. citizen back to Honduras who was being treated for cancer. And that's the problem here, is when it comes to our border issues, we are focusing on it's treated so broadly and so angrily, so hatefully, and there's no difference between these people. The way that this administration is treating them is inhumane.
Okay, Tim, you wanted to jump in there. Hang on, Vinny. Oh. Hang on.
Go ahead, Vinny. I'll follow up, Vinny.
Yeah,
Tim,
and I appreciate you, bro. Thank you, and I appreciate it. First of all, that 2-year-old was here with an illegal alien mother, and if the mother gets deported, Piers, the kids go with the mother. So stop
she
that rhetoric.
She is a 2-year-old being treated for cancer.
Excuse me. I let you speak. Please let me finish, okay? And you're talking about, first of all, let me back up. Americans can't afford $1,000 and they're struggling. That's because of the last administration. Trump just got here. That's number one. And are you truly, genuinely talking about illegal? You're talking about illegal immigrants, illegals that are here, that are in freaking gangs. That to join the gang, they have to kill people, that sell drugs, that beat the shit out of his wife. We get rid of him. Is that who you're sticking up for? Are you honestly going to sit here and say Trump is just doing abroad any illegal? No, it's going after the illegals. All right. And you mentioned veterans. I'm a United States Air Force veteran. When I joined, I swore an oath to the Constitution to protect this country of enemies, foreign and domestic. And I never knew, Pierce, who was the domestic. You know what the domestic is? It's the people that flood this country with illegals. They don't give a shit about a law. They weaponize the justice system. They try to kill our freaking president. And then when he tries to kick these people out, he's the mean one. I'm sorry. This is an argument that you are not going to win. Okay, there's absolutely no. He's talking about illegal gang members, and you're sticking up for MS-13 members. Have you ever encountered an MS-13 member? Have you ever spoken to one of them?
Well, I think the problem, Vinny, hang on. I'm going to come to Tim. We are conflating several different issues here, because the issue of people being deported, many of whom are already on the deportation list and are convicted criminals, some of them for murder, rape, and so on. I don't think many Americans have any sympathy with, I assume, with those on a deportation list who've had the due process but haven't yet been deported, being deported. There is an issue about whether they should be put in prisons in El Salvador. I get that. But that's not to do with what's happened on the southern border. That's a different issue altogether. So, Tim, let me ask you the same question. You wouldn't naturally race to praise Trump or anything, but can you find it in yourself to say that what's happened on the southern border is a good thing?
I can't, and here's why. And I was happy to let my cousin Vinny over there go. I thought he was going to explode. He might have had a heart attack over there if we didn't give him a chance to talk. But
I'm good.
Here's the thing, Piers. I believe that, I used to be a Reagan Republican, all right? I believed that we were a shining city on a hill. I believed that we were a place where people should want to come if they're fleeing oppression. If we're talking about these Venezuelans in particular, they're in a communist country where they are being persecuted by a communist dictator. And I think that we should have an orderly process where people should be able to come from Venezuela to this country to be refugees, like so many have before, like all of us have who came to America. That is what is unique about America. That's what makes America special, is that everyone except for the Native Americans came here because they were looking for opportunity, because they were fleeing someplace else. And we created a system that was obviously totally out of control. And so bringing some control to that system is fine. But that doesn't mean zero people come in. I'm not happy about that. I want Venezuelans freeing communism to be able to come here. We need to create a system where people can come here. And you're saying that these people are coming illegally. We actually know for sure that at least a couple of the Venezuelans that were sent to El Salvador came through the legal process. You might not like that process, but they used the CB1 app. They said that they were refugees fleeing oppression. They went to a third country. In one case, a guy went to Colombia, just like you're supposed to. And then he was brought to Florida. And that man has been sent to El Salvador. Maybe he's trying to Aragua. We don't know, because there wasn't a court hearing. I've talked a lot about the gay makeup artist Andre. I'm sorry, Pierce, but so I hear you. It's not good to be zero.
Tim, we're America. Tim, I agree with you.
We're not China.
Listen, I don't disagree with you about the due process issue. Is that on the progressive left, you'll also have people at high levels of the party come out and say with a straight face, we think biological men should be in women's sport. And the moment most average Americans hear that, they do what you just did. They roll their eyes and go, you lot are insane. And you're doing it for a different reason. You're doing it because you think I'm insane for saying that. But I can tell you, as somebody who's always been pretty liberal, I think that strategy was completely insane. The idea that you would let your leaders go out and propagate such bullshit, which most Americans with any vein of common sense, as you call it, know is bullshit, that then allows exactly what happened, the Republicans to run with that and say, look at these people, they're nuts.
Yeah, I mean, I do think that the Democratic Party has a messaging issue, but I think this is less about the Democratic Party and more about right-wing media, which I watch and analyze for a living, or at least before I started running for Congress. There's been plenty of research talking about when people transition, how it doesn't really impact their effects in sports. This is a very, very, very tiny percent of the population.
No, it's complete bullshit. I'm sorry.
By the way,
I'm not right-wing media.
Yep.
In any shape or form.
I'm not saying you are.
But I'm just telling you, I'm not, and I think it's bullshit.
Okay, this is the thing. Trans people's existence, and even like the 40 people that are in sports, isn't the big issue with women's rights. It isn't a women's rights issue.
But it becomes one when you support obvious unfairness. That's the point.
Can I please finish?
Sure.
Thank you. The thing here is you have Republicans right now in the state at the federal level that are saying we need to check children's genitals to make sure they're the right ones before they play. That's a harm to children and women. The SAVE Act, which is going to stop millions of married women from being able to vote if they don't have their birth certificate and proof of their name change, that's an actual harm to women. Trans people existing, and in like one state that did a law against trans kids being in sports, there was literally one trans child that was in any sport who was supported by their own team. This is lawmakers at the state level, people that are being paid, that are full-ass adults, that are bullying children.
So just to be clear, so just to be clear, you would personally like it to continue. You think it's perfectly okay for biological men to compete in women's sport. Is that your position?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't mind trans women being in sports.
Okay. Then Kat, with respect to you, Kat, with great respect to you, I'm very glad you're not running this issue in America because it is grotesquely unfair to women. Vinny, final word to you, then I'll come to Tim for his final word.
She just said it. I don't, like, you're spitting out these numbers. If one man tries to take away a scholarship from a female, that's anti-woman. And for you to sit there and act like it's not a freaking problem, it's happening more and more, like Pierce said, every single day. And that's the problem, is this low number talk. If one girl is being affected, and if there's men in women's bathrooms, you guys make it seem like this is just, we're just coming out of thin air. And that's the problem, Pierce, with the Democratic Party. You heard it here first. No vision, no plan. They're totally fine with a male with testicles beating the shit out of women, spiking volleyballs in their freaking face and sending them to the hospital. It's no. It's unbelievable that I'm happy you're exposing yourself, because he nailed it. This is why your party is going to keep losing over and over and over, because you guys are standing on issues that it's so common sense. Men should play with men. Women should play with women. And if you don't think it's affecting women, go ask all these girls that are losing scholarships to men with freaking testicles that are beating the shit out of them in sports.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable that you think like that.
Okay, Tim, I mean, I think, Tim, the wider part, I don't want to, you know, relitigate the whole trans thing, but I think the point is, as the Democrats try and find a new voice, a new way to compete, and a new way to win, I just feel they have to go down the Gavin Newsom route of abandoning just propagating all this progressive, far-left stuff. Otherwise, they're just unelectable.
Yeah, so just two thoughts on this. Just one really quick on the moral bankruptcy of Vinny's position. I have a more nuanced view than Kat does on trans women in sports, but the idea that having one trans woman in a swimming meet is unacceptable, but I don't care but you don't care apparently if we wrongly sent one person to a concentration camp in El Salvador. If we wrong, you don't care about due process. You said you don't care about due process.
Two different points. You're conflating two different points.
No, I'm not.
Let me guess. And you're using the word concentration camp. Tim, you're using the word concentration camp. So you're one of those people that's like, Trump is Hitler. Again, your dumbass party has watered down the name Hitler. The name Hitler isn't even strong anymore. Because you know what? You compare him to Trump, people go, oh, if Hitler's like Trump, then he's not bad. Stop saying that, guys, that stupid rhetoric, concentration camp. You're an illegal gang member. Get the fuck out of my country. Period. You don't belong here. You have deportation orders. Well, you're not supposed to be here. You beat your wife.
Okay,
bye.
Okay, listen.
Listen.
Unfortunately, we have to wrap it there. I would say is, Tim, in relation to your point, Tim, I actually think it is wrong to deport people to prisons in El Salvador without proper due process.
And it's a much more
serious
Well, Vinny, I have not seen yet enough evidence for my liking that this guy was a member of that gang. If there is, put it out there, and then I may change my mind. But until I see it, I'm afraid I'm not satisfied.
Pierce, you're assuming they're lying?
Well, let's wait and see.
Are they lying, Pierce?
Let's wait and see.
Yes.
They're not initially.
Well, no, Vinny,
yes,
but initially,
yes,
and just to be clear, the administration initially said it was a mistake. Their words, not mine. Anyway, we've got to leave it there. Great panel. Thank you all very much. I greatly appreciate it. We're going to move on to other subjects.
Take a breath, Vinny.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.